The land was deeded to Tucson by the Italian developer Stilo Development Group USA. The company plans to build 5-star hotels, a dude ranch, a shopping area, a cultural center, and hundreds of homes outside the national park entrance. Stilo initially defaulted on a 40-acre land transfer that was key to the development project. But after nearly a year of negotiations, Tucson received deeds last week for half of that land. The remaining 20 acres are currently in escrow. They'll be deeded to the town once the U.S. Forest Service approves road and utility construction easements for Stilo's land. Tucson Mayor Greg Bryan says the land transfer is an important step for the residents of the town.
The 560 people here in Tucson, there are 7 private homes. Everybody else lives in company housing, and that makes a very unique environment here. We're trying to change that so people can put down roots that have been here for 15, 20 years.
The main controversy over the project has been identifying a water source, which Stilo has yet to do. Conservation groups and officials with the National Park Service say tapping groundwater for the development would be detrimental to the natural springs and ecology below the south rim of Grand Canyon. But Brian says the town is sensitive to those concerns.
Stilo has to find the water. They don't find the water that's an acceptable volume and an acceptable source, they won't be developing.
A spokesman for Stilo says the company hasn't made a decision yet on a water source. Though he says drilling a well hasn't been ruled out, water could also be piped in from the Colorado River. Brian says no timeline has been established for transferring the second 20 acres to Tucson, and the start of construction could be years away. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.